Australia's free trade agreement with China isn't actually operating yet, but Australian business leaders in China say just the promise of this pact has already reinvigorated trade relations between the two countries. Peter Arkell, chairman of the 400-strong Australian Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai, says there is a hitch, though. Australian companies still lack the necessary local expertise to take advantage of the new trade opportunities in China. He also fears that the Abbott government's proposed inquiry into iron ore production and pricing, if it comes to be, could send the wrong signal to China that Australia is seeking to regulate the market. Our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, is currently in China, and she's speaking with Peter Arkell in Shanghai.
Business here in general is very, very optimistic about the impact it'll have on us and our doing business here in China. The sentiment is very positive. I think we've been doing surveys at the Chamber over the last few years, and the business sentiment is very high in terms of being positive. I think it's somewhere in the order of plus 75% being positive or very positive in terms of their outlook, and the FTA is part of that reason for being so positive.
China remains the holy grail, doesn't it, for Australian exporters? I mean, it's a market here to be tapped of, 1.6 billion people. But Australia still hasn't seemed to have grasped, I guess, the opportunities, I mean, beyond the big miners. What do you think Australia is doing wrong, or what do they need to step up to do to increase their presence here?
I would like it to be the holy grail. I think we're yet to actually adopt it as our holy grail. The opportunity for Australian business here is enormous. This is a massive, massive market that we can't even get our heads around how big it is. And I think for Australia, being in almost the same time zone as China, being in the region, being part of the growth of the region, is an advantaged position that we have over companies that we might see as peers of ours, the Canadians and the North Americans in general, and even some of the Europeans would give their eye teeth to be in as an advantaged position as Australia. I think having the FTA now out of the road, having good friendships here in China, the relationships between our two countries are strong, and I think this is a moment where we could actually take advantage. But why we aren't fully engaged yet, I'm not too sure. I think there is great opportunity that's going a little bit begging. There are many companies maybe that are a little bit too uncertain about how to do business here. We could overcome those uncertainties maybe and really capitalise on it.
How could companies do that? How could they understand how to operate here better?
More companies need to come here. They need to get feet on the ground. They need to appreciate how business is done here, and that it isn't as mysterious as they maybe perceive it to be. It is a place that needs feet on the ground. You can't make decisions about China from looking from afar and base all your decisions on assumptions. I think there's much more value out of having people on the ground. Boards need to have people on the board who are China savvy, and I don't mean just because they're students of China, but because they actually have experience in working with China. That'll make a big difference, I think.
Looking at across the boards of Australian companies, do you see much Chinese expertise there?
No, there's not, and I think that's a real weakness. I think Australia hasn't taken advantage of the wealth of experience that's been taking place. And we've been engaged in China now for 40 years, and the number of people with real strong China savvy experience, I don't see them prominent on Australian boards, and I think that's a gap in the way that the corporate Australia has been engaging with China.
Well, some of the more prominent members of the chamber here are the miners, the big miners, and I believe it was at an Australian Chamber of Commerce dinner in Shanghai that Andrew Forrest, Fortescue chairman, made his infamous comments that suggested the formation of an iron ore cartel to cap production and try and drive prices up. How did members respond to that when he said that?
I don't believe Andrew actually said those words. My recollection...
He was misreported.
I believe that the reaction at home then became the story rather than what actually Andrew said.
Well, he certainly has been leading a campaign against the big miners, accusing them of flooding the market with iron ore with the express purpose of driving down prices and perhaps to drive out smaller competitors. He's led the charge for an iron ore inquiry in Australia, that's raised concerns among people like Andrew Robb, the Trade Minister, that it might be sending a signal to our trading partners that we're prepared to regulate the market. What do you think about that campaign? Because you deal with miners all the time here.
My personal view would be that, yes, I do have sympathy for all the producers that have had to suffer through significant price cooling off. That obviously has been put a lot of companies under pressure. Shareholders must be concerned in many cases. Do I believe that there's a need for an inquiry? And would Andrew Robb's concerns about, you know, what message does that send to our customers? I think there's probably something in that. I would suggest that if an inquiry was looking at what happens in terms of price and how Australia can respond to do anything about price, I don't think an inquiry would go anywhere on that score. My own view is that the Chinese would regard what Australia was doing as Australia's business, and they wouldn't react one way or the other. They'd be puzzled, perhaps, that Australia maybe has enjoyed such a long, very prosperous period where prices were enormously high, and it would see normalisation as being something which is something to be looked forward on their side of the table. Don't need an inquiry to figure that out, I don't think.
That's Peter Arkell, Chairman of the Australian Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai, speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell. Cheryl is currently in China as a fellow of the Asia-Pacific Journalism Centre. And after 7:30 this morning, we'll be joined by the Chief Executive of BHP Billiton, Andrew McKenzie, to talk about this notion of the possibility of a parliamentary inquiry, into the iron ore price, all starting from Twiggy Forrest's claims that BHP and Rio have been forcing down iron ore prices, trying to drive smaller players out of the market.